Butterball turkeys and stovetop stuffing were not on the menu in 1621, the first Thanksgiving. There was turkey, though, and venison and clams. It was a three-day feast of the Pilgrims' First Harvest. For members of the Wampanoag tribe in Massachusetts, it was just maybe a Thursday night dinner with guests that became an annual tradition. The recipes from that period have been passed down for generations and are collected in the Cape Cod Wampanoag Cookbook, Wampanoag Indian Recipes, Images, and Lore. Earl Mills Sr. is a chef and author of the book. He joins us from his home in Mashpee, Massachusetts on Cape Cod. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. Mills.
Well, it's great to be with you.
And should we call you chief?
That'd be fine.
You are, in fact, a chief
yes.
of the Wampanoag, right?
Yes, yes.
Your Wampanoag name, Petui Wampsikuk, what does that mean?
That means flying eagle.
We are speaking with you in your capacity as a chef. You ran a restaurant there in Cape Cod.
Yes.
If somebody wanted to prepare a feast like the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag shared in 1621, what are some of the things that would be on the table?
Well, first of all, when you mentioned and you did your opening statement and you mentioned turkey and venison and clams, my boys are out hunting right now, and they'll both come back with venison, and one will come back with turkey, too. So, though, and then, of course, once in a while, somebody, when we're out walking, depending on where they're walking and so forth, of course, if they have their gun, they might even come up across a raccoon. So we might have a raccoon on the table.
You know, I've been going through your cookbook, and I just flipping through it, I underscored, in fact, the first line of your recipe for raccoon.
Oh, yes.
Which is, I don't think I've encountered this in a recipe book before. It says, soak raccoon in cold, salted water overnight.
Yes.
Surely the raccoon would object, wouldn't he?
He certainly would object, yes.
I mean, when you say drain and rinse thoroughly, you're being a little hopeful, aren't you?
Yes.
What raccoon would stand for that? The menu, some of the foods you just described, would they have been on the Thanksgiving table in 1621?
I have never really seen anywhere in writing the raccoon, but I mean, you know, there was even whale, you know, whale and the different mammals from the ocean. So, you know, who knows what was on the table? And certainly the English didn't bring much with porridge. I mean, I always say this. I mean, they weren't very good cooks. I mean, when you look back at even my beginnings, you know, a few porridges and plum porridge and cobblers and things like that.
So what's it like on Thanksgivings when you're cooking just for your family?
Well, I'm invited to my daughter's house, mm-hmm. So I'm making the cranberry dessert.
What cranberry dessert are you making, may I ask?
The cranberry dessert is sugar and walnuts and cranberries. Of course, you just beat up an egg and add a little bit of sugar and a little bit of flour, and then just put that over the top and just let it. It's kind of like a thin caramel. It becomes very caramelly, and then the cranberries begin to pop, and they pop up through the cake-like covering, and it gets very caramelly and very tart sweet. And you can eat it just like that, hot, cold, with ice cream, with whipped cream. It's delicious.
Well, I'll try that one after I've wrestled with the raccoon.
It's easy, but it is delicious. Raccoon's really delicious.
I think I'll just have to take your word for that. I think I will. Mr. Mills, nice talking to you.
Nice to talk with you, and thank you so much.
Earl Mills, chief of the Wampanoags and author of the book Cape Cod Wampanoag Cookbook, Wampanoag Indian Recipes, Images, and Lore, speaking from his home in Mashpee, Massachusetts.